Well, this is why I like talking with you, is because you have thought about this for so long, and it does take a certain amount of time to follow your thoughts, right? Because we're all in a job and we're all stuck within the system and we're giving our power over to the authority figures, or it's all one authority figure, but dispersed in our family and society, how we are taught to obey. But if you can, that noise, that junk, push it aside and start to untangle this mess, you start to discover people. Prince obviously is forefront in my mind and in our psyche right now because he just was killed. But I like talking to you. I like the fact that you have discovered these people that have thought about this, and linked them together over time. I mean, it's not that much time that we've been going through this, but you always talk about how Tesla is another person who has helped you come to where you're at right now. And I think when we're discussing how do we get to our future freedom, there's a certain amount of having to untangle the mess that we're in, and we're at different places in that. So again, sometimes talking to you, it's daunting because you have gone so deep in a way. It's not that, again, it's Prince, 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. It's very simple, but there's a lot of fear around even beginning a dialogue such as this, or thinking about reclaiming our freedom can be overwhelming for someone. You're talking about I work with children, and I think the answer in terms of the spectrum of who we are, so children, for children to be able to express their feelings, their authentic feelings, and give them a chance to kind of get back to where they were because they're closer to where they were. So this is a long-winded answer, but so for children, they're closer to the source. So I think that the answer, and as Prince saw, the answer is in the children. But I can only really think from myself as a 30 in my 30s adult, and what it, and I'm just thinking, and I've been we talked a lot about this, about how sad it is that we're all kind of like these elephants with the chain that we don't know we can break the chain. We don't know where our power. And so there's a lot of I'm sad about that when I see it in myself and I see it in my brothers and sisters, this these powerful people who are it keeps on bubbling up though to the surface, this wanting to find the truth, wanting to live out what Prince, when you study someone like Prince. So I think for me personally, the answer is talking with you, studying those people who have thought about this for a while, hearing their lessons, and then talking about that with other people who are on the same wavelength as me on those issues. So far, when I talk about Prince, people are smile and be like, "Oh yeah, I love him," and then
But
that's it.
we need to push that further, I think, because if someone were to say that to me, I would say, "Why do you love him?" And then I would raise the question of, "Well, are you aware that he named this system that we live in as fascist? Are you aware that he described the kind of conditioning that we are all subjected to in it?" As a colonized mindset that we are all living in a sense on a plantation. He said in Dreamer that the US of A feels like a plantation. And from those questions, it immediately becomes apparent that no one is aware that Prince, and only Prince, has been calling the state out as fascist. And how is it that he knows that? I think it's important that we show how Prince is the conduit to suppressed discussions, and then why those discussions are suppressed, and then why is it that we are not, then, in order to grow as human beings, if for no other reason than that, convening for ourselves these suppressed discussions? Do our bodies have a right to be free? This is what Prince is saying. Our bodies have a right to be free. Saying that then, you know, it results in a lot of different responses. Some people will say, I am free.
So then, let's talk about that for a second. So if someone says to you, but I am free, what would you say to that?
Well, I would say, so we have to define what freedom means. And if we have the same definitions, then we can talk about it. Mm-hmm. If freedom means that there is no coercion that is sitting on our decision-making process, then I think we can all agree, no, we're not free. Mm-hmm. For instance, I use this example a lot. If you are surviving by means of a job and you want to sleep in, and the job is saying, no, you have to be here, obviously you're not free. Prince's example is, if you want to grow beyond what you are allowed to, if there's a ceiling that says you can grow so far and no further, you're a slave. And so I think by having the discussion of definitions, that alone begins to expand our thinking. Our thought begins to grow, because this is what I mean by suppressed discussions. We're never allowed to question the definitions. What does it mean to be free? What does it mean to be a subject of a state? What does it mean that you govern us? Prince said it very succinctly. He said that the state doesn't want us to come together across divisions, because it wants to manage us, and we would be harder to manage. That's very clear, very straightforward. I think we owe ourselves and this man discussions of his thoughts. He died to bring them to us. So when someone just nods their head and says, he's a great musician, then we can then push that further and say, are you aware of the political work that he's been at the forefront of for almost 40 years, and that he was killed for that political work? And I think then we should be taking some time to hear what he had to say, because our own, our very lives depend on it, particularly at this moment when the technology, those who want to manage us believe, allows them to do that globally. That a global system of states managing their populations will keep us forever like children. That to be a subject, the way class is set up, is to remain a child. Mm. And so that's another key discussion. Mm. Do we want to remain like children, or do we want to be in charge of our own lives? And if the answer is, I don't think people are capable of being in charge of their own lives, mm-hmm. then that again leads to discussions we need to have. These are taboo discussions. Mm. Any one leads to more. Mm-hmm. And as they lead to more, our thought process grows. Mm. And we begin this journey of growing up as we begin waking up. Mm-hmm. But we have to start it.
Beautiful.